Now, the Financial Mail has published a very powerful piece that has been written at the Beggie Sisa Centre for Health Journalism. What they've done is they've spoken to a number of junior doctors about those incredibly, incredibly difficult years where they actually move into state hospitals, be they in Joburg or rural parts of South Africa. And they've looked at the huge stress that these young doctors are under at a very, very early time in their career. The author of this piece, and I recommend you read it, is Joan van Dijk, who's a senior health journalist at Beggie Sisa, and she joins me now. Joan, welcome, and thanks very much for your time. It's a very troubling piece to read, because this is the time when I would have thought these young doctors ought to be optimistic about the fact that they're practicing. Yes, they're working hard, and they're not earning a great deal. But what is it in particular that's wearing them down? Is it the hours, or is it a sense that the overall circumstances in the hospital mean that they actually can't help people, which is what they studied to do?
Yeah, I think lots of junior doctors have spent such a big part of their lives preparing for this job, whether it was at school, trying to get the good grades and all the extracurriculars you need to get into medical school. Then it's 6 years of actual training. But when the doctors that we've spoken to, when they actually get into the system, when they're already kind of out of their depth with learning how to think on their feet in that way, we've spoken to a number of junior doctors that have said they just couldn't bear to carry on for long, because they just felt that there was nothing they could really do to help their patients in a meaningful way. The one doctor we spoke to said that it doesn't matter how many kilometers she was walking a day in between patients. She said it was about 16 kilometers a day walking around in the hospital. She was running around trying to help everyone that she can, but usually the system had failed them before they'd even... before they get to her.
Yeah, and what are they saying? I mean, are they saying this is something we need to get through? Or are they saying, I wish I hadn't done this? Or perhaps most alarmingly, they're saying, well, I'm going to do it, but as soon as I can, I'm going to do it in another part of the world.
Yeah, I think that is what was quite distressing about this piece, is that the doctors are kind of, lots of them recover from that feeling of near burnout, whether they get therapy or whatever has helped them to get back to a sense of health. But what they don't recover is that feeling of optimism in the career path that they've chosen. And lots of them do go into the field to try and help people of South Africa, and the most of whom are used with the state sector. Many of them they can't stay for their own well-being. They can't stay in the state sector. The other option is just that they just face the reality that they're going to become a little bit apathetic. And we also heard from another doctor who spoke about the obstetric violence that he saw in the system. Women being abused during childbirth or pregnancy. And I mean, in that moment, he didn't know what to do. There was nothing he could do, and he wasn't sure that the system. He was kind of standing on this precipice of his career as a doctor, and not sure that he would be able to be any different than the people that he, kind of was shocked at their behavior.
Joan, were there any rays of light where people said, you know, it was bad, but then a couple of us got together, or there was a change in management? And I'm not asking you to add sugar to a bitter dish, but if you have any, we'd appreciate it.
Well, so the one thing that is happening is that there are things that help. Peer support groups for doctors have really helped both in South Africa, among medical students and in hospitals and in the rest of the world. That's the one thing that really does help, that feeling of I'm not alone in this, and just to have a community around you. That is something that has helped, and it's helped some of the doctors that we spoke to as well.
Thanks very much, Joan van Dijk. Really powerful piece she's written. She's news editor at Beggie Sisa. You can go to their website and read the piece if you are a subscriber to Business Live. Financial Mail are publishing this as well. And really a question for you. Is a member of your family, a young doctor, trying to get those early years of experience and getting hammered in the way that Joan's article suggests so many are? And maybe you're one of those young medical professionals yourself, because, you know, this isn't just a recent period of stress, but there's all the many, many years of medical school, which by all accounts is pretty grueling too. Give us a call and tell us about it. It's 5 o'clock.